Hello and welcome to this episode of the Coached by Holes podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Episode 50. Go me. I am so proud of this little milestone. When I first started this podcast, I didn't think I would get this far. I didn't think I'd stay consistent with it. And here we are, episode 50. The goal of the podcast has always been to help as many people as possible live healthier and feel happier in their own skin. So I am hoping that it is doing that for you. I will continue to put out episodes to do just that. Please, please, please like, share, review the podcast so they can get out to more people so that I can help more people. On to the 100th episode. Let's go. 50 more to go. I can do this. So today's episode is actually going to be a guided journaling session for negative self-talk, because just like when you want to change your body, you have to do the physical work. So you have to go to the gym, get your protein in, get your steps in. When you want to speak more kindly of yourself, improve your self-confidence and feel happy in the body you are in, you have to do the work. Unfortunately, it doesn't just happen. So things like daily gratitude, journaling, mindfulness and reframing is key. You might not feel the benefits after one journaling session, but you won't grow biceps after just one gym session, would you? So you have to do the work and you have to be consistent with it. It takes time and consistency. So take a moment to create a calming space, maybe dim the lights, put a lamp on, light some candles, put on some maybe meditative or yoga kind of vibe, calming music. And find a notepad and pen. Feel free to pause this episode throughout, like through each section, and take your time when you're thinking and writing about your response. So, first of all, write down yes or no to the question, would you speak to your friend or close family member, just someone that you're close to, in the same way you speak to yourself? So have a think about the negative self-talk that comes up sometimes. Would you say those words to someone that you really care about? I bet the answer is no. So why do we feel that it's okay to speak about ourselves in the same way? It's not, by the way, and that's what we're here to change. So next, I would like you to write down one insecurity of yours. And then have a think about and write down, what would you say to a friend or close family member who is struggling with the same insecurity? Can you treat yourself with that same kindness? Next, I'd like you to write a message to your younger self. Again, pause this, give yourself time to write down all these answers to all these points. Now, I would like you to write down three things your body does for you every day. So when you think about it, your body literally keeps you alive all day, every day, without you even having to think about it. So maybe it's something that your legs do for you, or that your arms do for you, or that your eyes allow you to do. Or maybe come internally. So maybe think about what your heart does for you every day, every second, every minute, or your lungs, or your digestive system. So take a moment now and write down three things your body does for you every day. And now I want you to think of a reframe. So, for example, you've taken a photo with friends and you instantly look at your arms and think, oh my gosh, I hate my arms. Instead of that, let's reframe. I'm grateful for my arms as they allow me to hug family members. They allow me to drive. They allow me to wash my hair. They allow me to cook my meals. I'd be lost without them. We aren't here forcing self-love. I'm not here saying that you need to look at yourself in the mirror and like, oh my gosh, I love my stomach. Oh my gosh, I love my thighs. I just simply want you to reframe the negative self-talk to gratitude. Because when you think about it, you'd be pretty screwed without your arms. So instead of the negative self-talk about the arms, let's reframe that to something positive. I'm grateful for my arms because they allow me to hug my family, etc. This kind of work has to be done daily. Notice the negative self-talk, catch yourself thinking it, and then swap it for gratitude. Maybe spend a few minutes whilst brushing your teeth, naming parts of your body that you're grateful for. Or spend a few minutes in bed before you go to sleep, writing down some body gratitude. And over time, you will notice your self-talk become more positive. Now, that's not to say you will never speak negatively about yourself again. But if we reduce how often you do that down, we are winning. And just as a side note, just notice how your self-talk correlates with your time of the month. You will probably notice that during PMS, or your premenstrual symptoms, so that week before you are during your period, you might notice your negative self-talk increase a little bit. And that's just all to do with your hormones. So it's really important during that time to show yourself some self-compassion. You don't even have to reframe it for gratitude. Just stop yourself from saying it. Is this helpful? No. Is this true? No. And then just try to redirect your thought process into something else completely different. I hope you found that useful. This, again, is something that you can do and should do every day, whether it's whilst brushing your teeth, whether it's in a journal, maybe on your commuting to work. The more you do it, the easier it gets, and the more positive your self-talk will become. Thank you so much for listening. Please, please, please like, save, share, come back to it anytime. Share to your Instagram stories, share to your friends and family. I'll usually say if you think they will find this helpful, but I know they will find this helpful. So share this with everyone that you know. Don't gatekeep. Episode 50, done. Thank you for listening. Okay, love you. Bye.